It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, April 28th. Today's wake-up call is a warning about so-called study drugs and the college students who are taking these drugs meant to treat attention deficit disorder because they think they are helping them get through their final exams. Let me welcome our guest, Dr. Don Vereen, who is the director of the University of Michigan Substance Abuse Research Center and director of Community Academic Engagement Prevention Research Center at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we saw this story on CNN.com last week. So these kids are taking ADHD medication because they think it'll help them study?
Yes. The medicines that treat people who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are for the most part, a form of amphetamine. And amphetamine raises your ability to attend, and students have figured out what the Army and other parts of the military and sports figures have figured out, that you can use this to give yourself an extra boost to help with studying. So one way to think about these perfectly legitimate medications is that they're performance-enhancing drugs in the same category as steroids.
Yeah,
the way steroids are used in sports,
and better than the coffee in terms of keeping me awake that when I was a kid.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the amphetamines, the form that's used to treat ADHD, are a bit more efficient than the caffeine. We all use caffeine. I just had my cup of coffee this morning to help wake me up. But the problem with using these performance-enhancing drugs, and the reason why they're controlled with a prescription, is because there are some tougher downsides. There are some side effects to these medicines, and that's why if you need it for ADHD, or if a doctor is willing to prescribe this for you for attention reasons, let's say you're excessively drowsy, you sleep all the time, and there are medical conditions like that, the doctor is weighing the positive effects of the drug versus the risks, and there are side effects.
Yeah, what are the side effects, especially if you really don't need them for a medical reason?
Well, you can have high blood pressure. The amphetamines raise your blood pressure. They raise your heart rate. It takes away some of your need for sleep, which is what these college kids want. They want that side effect. But if you don't want that, it can do that. It can lower your appetite. Forms of amphetamine were used for years as weight loss pills because of that side effect. It can cause nervousness, nausea, sweating. And for some people, if you don't know this ahead of time, you can have allergic reactions, you know, just as you would to any other drug. And if you don't know what's going on, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's why these medications are under a prescription and under you take it under the care of a physician.
So how are college kids getting these prescription only drugs if obviously a doctor isn't prescribing them?
Well, they have friends. You know, there are young people who have prescriptions, legitimate reasons for taking these medications, and young people go on the internet, they get information, and they realize, well, maybe if I borrow my friend's prescription drug, I can use this for the effects that I need to take my tests and to cram. And that's basically what's happening.
Yeah.
It's a form of prescription drug abuse.
Yeah,
you know, we're familiar with the opiates that are used as painkillers that young people are taking from their grandparents' or parents' medicine cabinets. but they're using those to get high.
So is there a risk of a long-term psychological or physical dependence on these drugs?
Yes, there is, and that is one of the things that has to be weighed when they're prescribed for people who benefit from them. A young kid with ADHD taking these medications over time can develop what are called tics. They lose weight, they lose their appetite, and that's why it's so important to be using these medications under the supervision of a doc. Now, these young people, it seems, we don't know enough about, you know, exactly why the college students are using this, but our sense, early information suggests that they tend to use these medications during exam time. So they're limiting their use.
Yeah.
And so the concern that's in your question, to some extent, the young people are taking care of the problem by not continuing to use them. The important point to make is that this is for performance enhancement. They're not taking the ADHD drugs to get high.
Yeah.
That's when people get into trouble. That's when you take higher doses to get high, and that's when you get into trouble.
Are you concerned about this short-term use of these drugs by students during exams?
Yes, we are. We're concerned because any use outside of the tested ways and tested methods of using these medications under the supervision of a qualified professional, that means that these young people are taking a higher risk, in fact, than a doctor takes when the doctor prescribes this medication. Because, you know, just because a doctor says, oh, you have ADHD, we need to prescribe this medication, here are the side effects you need to look for, we'll pull back on the dose if this happens, there's still risk involved. When you're doing that, when a young person in college is taking the medication, it's like flying, you know, without a parachute.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well,
that's the concern. And these young people, they don't need the extra risks. They're already taking other risks.
Right. Yeah. And we'll leave it there for now. So don't do it, college students. Thanks very much for being with us, Dr. Don Vereen with the University of Michigan. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.